So Adele is in the news today. She made, I guess, history, if you want to think of it like that. Yeah, I guess she made history. She was the first woman to cover both British Vogue and American Vogue at the same time. So usually when Vogue comes out, the November issue, there's somebody on the British cover and somebody on the American cover, but not her. She's British and a huge star. They put her on both covers. So in the magazine, in both magazines, they did a huge interview with her. And there was some really interesting revelations that came out that Adele had said. Now, in the pictures, you'll see, if you don't have to go by Vogue, you'll see it on their website. Tons of photos of her just super skinny and like lots of amazing outfits and looking beautiful. She was always beautiful at any weight. But here's the thing. So she lost 100 pounds, but that was not her intention. She didn't look in the mirror and go, I need to lose weight. No, the opposite. She's always been very happy with her body and the way she looks and never had a problem. But she was going through the divorce. She had some other like weird stressors going on in her life at the same time. And a therapist, someone said to her, you know, exercise might help lower your anxiety. So she started exercising. I don't know what she did because she doesn't talk about it, because that's the whole point, that she just started exercising. And this all started 2 years ago when her divorce started, and she would just sometimes exercise twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up, you know, you exercise twice a day or once a day or every day to quell your anxiety, you're just going to lose weight. It's just going to happen. So it was a consequence of her lowering her anxiety. And she gets really angry at all the people who are like, oh, Adele's revenge body. To that, she says, suck my dick.
She said that?
She said, suck my dick.
She's got a dick?
No.
That's the bigger story.
The idea is that, no, it's a good diss.
Right.
Suck my dick. I like that. But yeah, she looks beautiful, but she's always looked beautiful. She looked beautiful with 100 pounds on her. She looks beautiful with 100 pounds less.
Yeah, I seem to think that she was hotter with the weight than without the weight. But that's me.
Right. Well,
I thought she was hot before.
Yeah, her point is, my appearance is none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it kind of is like, because you're on the cover of Vogue.
No, but she's on the cover of Vogue because she's a musical icon, not because she wants to have her body talked about. And here's what she said that was also really interesting. She said, it's ridiculous. I think it's that people love to portray a divorced woman as spinning out of control, like, oh, she must be crackers. She must have decided she wants to be a hoe, because what's a woman without a husband? It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right. Like, so, and she said people were getting on her because she didn't share her weight loss journey. And she said, that's because there was no weight loss journey. I ate whatever I wanted to eat. Whenever I wanted to eat it, I actually probably ate a little more because I was exercising so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, again, the weight loss was not the goal. It was the reducing the anxiety to deal with all the things going on in her life at the same time.
And she's got a new song coming out. It's called Easy on Me. And here's a piece of it. So we get a 20-second clip of the song.
Will she sing?
No, that's it. That's all you get.
Seriously?
That's the only piece you get. Comes out October 15th. So we got another week to wait on it.
I was waiting for, where's something? Give me something.
That's the only thing they released. Call the record company.
Okay.
Get on them.
Candace Gibson from MSNBC, who we've had on the show, he posted on, I think it was like Instagram or Twitter or something, like, what's your favorite Adele song?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, when that clip came out and we're getting excited for her next album, what's your favorite Adele song? And I got to say, you know, I love her music. Rolling in the Deep, definitely up there for me, like kind of a favorite, because it's when I started doing New York radio. So that song reminds me of when I was like really getting successful and it was like a big part of my career at that time. Chasing Pavements is always going to be my favorite Adele song, because I feel like that's when I discovered her. I heard Chasing Pavement and went, who is this? You know, so I feel like that song was enough to stop me in my tracks. And that rarely happens in music. So for me, it's Chasing Pavements.
Yeah, Rolling in the Deep. But, you know, we beat it into people's heads. And someone like you or whatever it was hated that song from the beginning because I was programming a radio station and I didn't want to play it because it takes the station to a complete halt. It right. stops the station in its tracks when you put that song on.
It's tough for morning radio because they're ballads. You know, you're waking up.
It's a 5-minute ballad.
Right. Yeah. To a song you want to go to sleep to. But what was interesting about it was my boyfriend, Joe, who never liked any of the music in any of the stations I've ever worked at. Like, that's just never been his music.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at PLJ, he was like, I hate listening to the music, but I love listening to you. But there is one artist that I do like when she comes on. Who is that? Adele. So like Adele Joe? Was the only art. Yeah, it was the only artist that we'd play that he was like, yeah, I'm kind of good with this.
Yeah, you're on the air. You're trying to make people laugh. And then, oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Here's Adele.
I heard that you're settled down.
Right, it's weird for morning radio.
It's weird for any radio because
yeah.
I'm trying to make you laugh, and now you're talking about some girl found another guy, and it's all over, and this is a death ballad. Just it's
right.
Drone. It's a drone song.
Yeah, play this at my funeral, but not to wake up in the morning because the next guest we're having is going to talk about things that you should never put up your butt.
Oh, and it keeps on going. It's 5 minutes long.
Right.
So, yeah. It came out and I was totally against it. But we had to play it because she had to play it.
Because it's Adele. Yeah.
So Andrew WK, we talked about, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago because he's dating that girl from Two Broke Girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's her name? I can't remember.
Kat. He's saying Kat?
Kat, yeah.
Kat Denning.
She took a video or a photo of the engagement ring. She's so happy. And we said, Andrew WK, where the hell's he been?
Yeah.
He had Party All the Time or whatever the hell the song was. So what's going on with him? And they looked happy. So now today, Andrew WK is coming out with a new album. And he just disappeared.
What do you mean?
He disappeared off the internet. He deleted all of his social media. He canceled all of his tour dates in 2021 and for 2022. And nobody's heard of him. So
Wait a minute. So a minute ago, he was engaged to Kat Denning. They had all those beautiful photos they posted on Instagram together. He had a new album coming out. He was like, I've evolved since Party Down. And now he's just disappeared. What do you mean? Like, yeah,
he's got a new album coming out. So you would think he would be everywhere promoting his album. But
I mean, unless he's doing that thing that the artists are doing now where they shut down all social media and people go, wait, what? And then they come back and it's all like the new album stuff and the new art and the new look and the new everything.
Yeah, but the record company's even going, we don't know. We have no idea what's going on. This dude is supposed to be out promoting this album. He's supposed to be on the road tonight, but he's not. He's canceled everything and got off of social media. So now refunds are being available for through Ticketmaster. They're giving refunds. So he deleted Facebook. He's off of Instagram, Twitter, everything gone.
Obviously, it's not a publicity stunt.
No,
because if he also canceled the tour as well, that says something's up there. Something's going on there.
And his album's called God is Partying. So everything's got to be a party. But nobody knows where he's at. There's no explanation. It's all they say due to circumstances beyond our control. So they have no idea where he went.
What about her social media?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's saying anything about hers, but that might be interesting to find out. Do some digging to find out what's going on there.
Well, let's go to her Instagram then. I mean, while we're talking about this, let's check out her Instagram and see if she's commenting anything at all. I mean, the last thing she posted was yesterday.
Okay.
Last table read for Dollface on Hulu. Oh, I love that show. I will miss these faces and the weird pile of bras behind me. Okay, so she's so far writing about her work. I don't see him commenting anywhere there.
Mm-hmm.
She also, 2 days ago, if you need me, I'll be under this plane. I guess she was doing something with the plane. So far, nothing about Mindy Kaling. Let's see. I still see nothing about. Yeah, here she is, Dollface, and here she is with her cast. So everything is all about her work right now. It looks like there's nothing about him at all.
Hmm. Yeah, everybody's just like, where did this guy go? Nobody can find him. Record company's like, it's like when I worked for a record company and we lost Scott from STP for weeks at a time. We just don't know where he's at. So that's what's going on with them.
So, but what's interesting is usually when people disappear and they're connected to somebody else, they go on that other person's social media. So I'm looking at the comments on all of her social media. Nobody is saying, where's Andrew?
Really?
They're just, oh, Dollface, can't wait, or congrats, or...
Yeah, this news just broke, and it's only breaking right now on metal magazines. So, yeah, I think probably by tomorrow, people are going to try to figure out where this guy is.
Wow. No, but by now, the fact that you know about it, somebody would have posted on her Instagram, been like, hey, hi, where's your fiance? What happened to him?
Yeah, well, we really haven't heard from them since the engagement. There was some weird things that he was still dating somebody or still married, or it was weird things going on. So we haven't heard anything. So they could have been broken up for the past 6 months. We don't know.
September 9th, she posted a photo of the two of them together kissing on a beach. And then she posted a photo of him by himself. New album out now. Andrew WK did it again for the first time with God is Partying. Do yourself a favor and let it into your ear holes. Okay. That was September 10th. And it was a beautiful photo of him. And then
it was about a month ago.
Yeah. But enough. And then nothing else. Literally nothing else. And then just stuff about her life and things that she's up to. Oh, wait, no, here's something else about him. Hang on. This is September 19th. This is live investigation. A photo of him looking hot. And she wrote, faints. Photo by, and it's who the photo was by. Good Lord, he's a rock god.
Okay, so okay. She's still into him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, things were good between them as of September 19th, but we're 3 weeks away from that.
Right. So what happened in the last 3 weeks that he disappeared?